30-22, and no precipitation today. Clear conditions overnight, and we've been as low as 30. Right now it is 31 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO FM in Richland Center, WRCO AM 1450, and WRCO.com. Again, we're having some issues with our 100.9 and FM 107.7 transmitters. We hope to have that back shortly, and we appreciate you bearing with us today. It is 31 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the election just days away, the Biden administration today announces it's protected the pensions of 1.2 million union workers.
It's thanks to a provision in the American Rescue Plan. The president in Philadelphia, in a key election swing state, Pennsylvania, highlighting his plan that zero Republicans voted for. The White House says the Biden-Harris administration protected pensions of over 65,000 Pennsylvanians, 80,000 Michiganders, 63,000 in Ohio, and tens of thousands in Florida, Missouri, Texas, and elsewhere.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. First-time claims for jobless benefits fell by 12,000 last month, latest economic report before the election. 33,000 striking machinists at Boeing will vote Monday on the company's latest contract offer, union leadership recommending approval. Much of the membership says it won't approve a deal that doesn't restore pensions, and Boeing says that is not going to happen. This is ABC News. The latest January 6th conviction belies former President Trump's claim that there were no guns that day.
Found guilty Thursday of carrying a firearm on Capitol grounds during the January 6th attack, a man from Texas who's one of several similarly charged. Mario Mayers, who's 50. Prosecutors say Mayers and the others brought guns and rifles to their hotel room in Fairfax, Virginia. They say Mayers posted on social media days before the riot that if you can't make it to Washington, you should go to your state capitol and local mayor's offices, heavily armed, and drag out and either jail or execute corrupt politicians for treason.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. And the winner is Idaho's Horry Potter. A Horry Bat is the winner of the Bureau of Land Management's annual Bat Beauty Contest, besting Lestat, a western small-footed bat from Idaho. The BLM has been running the contest since 2019 to raise awareness of the ecological importance of bats. Third year in a row, a bat from Oregon has won the competition. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
An update on sports today from WRCO Radio. First of all, Royal swept Ithaca in playoff volleyball last night. It was also Barneveld over Belmont 3-1, Mineral Point 3-2 over Hillsboro, and Aquinas defeated Cuba City in five sets. Jay Morant had a total of 26 points. The Memphis Grizzlies built a 31-point second-half cushion and went on to beat the Bucks 122-99 last night. Elsewhere in the NBA, it was Houston 108, Dallas 102, San Antonio beat Utah 106-88, and Phoenix over the Clippers 125-88. 119. From the NHL, Philadelphia 2-1 over St. Louis, Toronto 4, Seattle 1, Pittsburgh 2-1 over Anaheim in overtime, it was Carolina 8, Boston 2, Washington 6-3 over Montreal, Edmonton 5, Nashville 1, San Jose 3-2 over Chicago. And in the Thursday night NFL game, the Jets over Houston 21-13. This sports update is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and the Richland Hospital.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
The Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 50, lots of sunshine, and seasonal conditions. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and frosty, a low of 31. Saturday, 57, partly cloudy and slightly warmer. Sunday, 56, and back to 68 by Monday. Currently in Richland Center, winds around 4 from the east. It is 31 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Thanks for listening in. We're on WRCO.com this morning. We're also on WRCE 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Our 100.9 signal is off right now. We're hoping to have that restored soon. We'll work on that today for you. Thanks for bearing with us. And we have some info to get you in the know and some music along the way to maybe tap your toe. Here's Gabby Barrett.
I was 7 years old. He was holding my hand as we walked in the gym. He could tell I was scared. So you can't pretend it's just you and me. So I closed my eyes and I stood on his feet.
just like we practiced back at the house. Use those two left feet.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them. And she brought them to their feet. She was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar, where she sang karaoke every night. Crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small time town was hers. She was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard, get where you are.
She's a
a big star, Kenny Chesney on WRCO. Good morning on a Friday, the 1st of November. I can't believe it's November 1st, but wow, how quickly time goes. That's the way it goes. We're at 31 degrees in Richland Center. Old Tom Mueller will check in just a little bit. We'll see what's going on with him on a hill far away in Dodgeville.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement is joining us here today on WRCO. As we speak, Tom, we've hit November. How can that be?
Isn't it interesting? And in December's Nick, that's what I saw on the calendar. Anyhow, hey, the key to everything is that we're transmissionally changing from one season to another, and we're not ready. Most of us are trying to get our fall stuff done. It's been windy the last few days, and of course, pretty hard to collect leaves. People are doing that, and while you're doing all that sort of stuff, you got to cut your wood, and you got to do a whole bunch of other things like get ready for snow. So here at Mueller Implement, we have a lot of programs going right now. In fact, there's always a program going on at Mueller Implement, but we have great deals on lawnmowers if you want one, and I understand that that's probably out of the mind for most people. They're either looking at saws or blowers, or let's just talk about snow blowers. That's actually the real thing that we're seeing a lot of play on. And there are rebates now, both in the Aaron's and Husqvarna line. Very important if you're trying to save some money. And we have financing available for Husqvarna for zero down and 0% for 24 months. So keep that all in mind. Stop and see us. You'll have a chance to see some fantastic deals. Really what we do here is we buy at such large volumes that we're able to do things that other dealers can't, such as we have a 10% sale year-round pretty much on our Husqvarna line. That's unheard of, but we buy enough of the equipment that we have a 10% advantage over just about every Husqvarna dealer out there. So when it comes to handheld items, you can't beat our programs, and we actually service them. That's very, very important. A lot of times you'll buy something from a store, and you'll never know its value until you need it fixed, and when you take it in for service, those companies usually don't even have a service department. So I don't want you to get caught in that. Here at Mueller Implement, we're basically service-oriented, sales-oriented, of course, as well. But when it all comes right down to it, you're not going to buy the next one from us unless we've taken care of you, kept you going, and saved you a lot of money. Phil, I think a lot of people don't think about these things till it's too late.
Oh, I'm sure they don't, yeah, when you need it the most. I'm wondering if I should mow my yard one more time. What do you think?
Well, there's nothing wrong with mowing your yard if it's green. Just mow it at a height that isn't too low. Because if you mow too low, if you below, some people like to go down to about 3.5 inches. That's actually an ideal height. But if you're going to mow it, it's either to pick up leaves or even it out. And your weeds have grown quite well. And with the little rain we've had and all the other things that is going on, nothing wrong with cutting your lawn. It's just a matter of whether you want to do it one more time or leave it till spring. It'll still be there next spring. That's the nice part. But remember, get those leaves off your lawn because they're acid, and you really don't want that acid on there. It'll change your acidity in your ground, and your grass will eventually die. And, of course, you'll have green moss everywhere, and you'll say, what do I do? Well, the answer is you better lime it, of course, because that's the opposite of acid. So, but getting back to really what we're all about here at Mueller Implement, we're not only a knowledgeable company doing a lot of different things for a lot of people. We're a rental company. We see everything and do everything just about in the industry. So if you have any questions, don't be afraid to give us a call. We're the easiest place in the world to get to, but the First of all, the number is 935-2751. We're here at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, hey, they're still open. The lights are on. I'm surprised. But it's good. That's good. I'm glad to have them there. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And if you go to www.MuellerRental.com, that's our internet site. You'll see our rental rates and all kinds of different things there. Go to Craigslist on the left-hand side, punch in Mueller. You'll see our specials, and we have some great used specials there, along with other items that might be of interest. We're an Aaron's Gravely Husqvarna dealer. We're a Wacker Nissan dealer. That basically is a construction line. And, of course, we handle the Landmaster UTVs. Great time to buy them because they are at super sales right now. Big thing to remember is that we have service behind everything we sell. And we don't sell junk. We sell only quality. If it's a piece of junk, you've got to go to some other store. We don't sell it.
Maybe you can stop at Farm and Fleet and get some deals on Halloween candy before you stop in and see you, Tom.
Well, that's not a bad idea. They always have a good candy selection over there.
You bet.
And, you know, they do a lot of things right over there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Even though you kind of, you know, you sarcastically mention them, they are good neighbors to you, too.
Well, actually, they're great neighbors. We get along with each other. The interesting part about it is neither one of us are jealous of each other because neither one of us want to be in the same business. So here's the key. If you don't love what you're doing, get out.
Absolutely, man. All right. Have a good weekend.
You as well.
That's Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, calves were steady to stronger with slaughter cows trending lower. Holstein bull calves sold up to $560 with the beef crossbred calves $850 and down. Slaughter cows range from 90 to 120 with the thin cows 40 to 75. Lightweight bulls $1, $1.25 with the heavy bulls 1.25 to 140. We had a few 600-pound black steers at 260, corresponding heifers at 246. Feeder sale is Friday, November 1st. Consignments include 24 Holstein steers and 6 black steers from Biroka, 45 limousine calves from Gillingham, 23 black steers and heifers, and 8 black steers from Bloom City, 18 black calves from Hillsboro, 12 Holstein steers from Wilton, 15 black steers and heifers from Boaz, and 5 black white-faced calves from Soldiers Grove, along with many other packages of cattle. Then our next feeder sale after this will be on Friday, November 15th. We will start holding our hay sales this coming Wednesday, November 6th, and again on Wednesday, November 20th at 1 o'clock. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401 at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
6:25, the time, 31 here at WRCO, WRCO.com, and WRCE. We are having some issues with our 100.9 transmitter signal, if you're trying to tune into that this morning. We'll keep you posted, and hopefully we'll have that back soon. Here's Montgomery Gentry.
To the Carolinas, flag waving, Jesus praying, mama loving, don't care, redneck, white shirt, blue jean kind. Folks like us like to live a little on a simple outside small town America. Dream chasing, beer drinking, raise them up if you're thinking this whole world ain't got enough.
Montgomery Gentry on WRCO Radio and folks like us. It is 30 degrees here at WRCO Studios as we make plans for the weekend. And hopefully you don't have too much Halloween candy to go through and make sure that it's fit for the kids. You know, that's a really tough task.
Hi, I'm State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I want to thank you for trusting me to be your voice in Madison for the last 6 years. I'm proud to be a leading advocate for rural Wisconsin and what we've been able to accomplish for our farmers, veterans, and middle-class families. But there's still more work to do, and that's why I'm asking for your vote. You can count on me to keep fighting for our region, our values, and our way of life. Thank you for your continued support.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court and Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities, and by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and also sponsored by BL Signs. Forecast calls for lots of sunshine today in seasonal conditions, a high of 50. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and frosty, a low of 31. Right now, we're down to our overnight low so far. It is 30 degrees.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO News. Out of the gate, we tell you that WRCO.com signal is off the air today. You probably know that. We're available on WRCO.com and WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The mother of Elijah Vu has pleaded not guilty to charges in the three-year-old boy's death. 31-year-old Katrina Bauer pleaded not guilty this week to felony charges of chronic neglect of a child resulting in death and neglecting a child under the age of six. Bauer's next court date is December 20th. She's being held at the Manitowoc County Jail on a $400,000 cash bond. Her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, is also charged in Elijah's death. He's being held on a $500,000 bond and has a court date on Monday. Elijah went missing in February in Two Rivers, and his remains were found there on September 7th. The presidential campaigns make their final push in Wisconsin. After Donald Trump rallied in the Green Bay area and Kamala Harris in Madison on Wednesday, the focus is on Milwaukee. This evening, the former president returns to Fiserv Forum, where he accepted his party's nomination at this summer's Republican National Convention. Vice President Harris holds a rally and concert around the same time at State Fair Park in West Allis, featuring musical acts including the Isley Brothers, Glorilla and Flo Milli. Both events start at 7 o'clock this evening. 36-year-old Larry Williamson will serve 12 years in federal prison. Williamson helped deliver the most illegal drugs ever seized by law enforcement in southern Wisconsin. Williamson and his attorney claimed a series of unsuccessful business ventures led him to work with another man and transfer more than 65 pounds of fentanyl and meth from Arizona to Middleton via plane earlier this year. He pleaded guilty in June to possessing a large quantity of meth with intent to deliver and faced a minimum sentence of 10 years in prison. The days leading up to the election next Tuesday can be stressful for some people. UW health psychologist Shyla Mirgain says you should focus on the things you can control. Mirgain says chronic stress from the election can impact your physical health by lowering your immune system. Mirgain says you should also put down the phone and take a break from social media while also getting outside and exercising. Mirgain says on election night, avoid doom scrolling on your phone and give yourself breaks from election coverage. Daylight saving time ends Sunday at 2 a.m. Clocks will fall back an hour to standard time. As we fall back this Sunday with the end of daylight saving time, Ready Wisconsin encourages people to take advantage of the time change to create a safer home for themselves and their loved ones. Carbon monoxide alarms are important for keeping your family safe from this harmful gas if it leaks from furnaces and other appliances. They help alert you to danger so you can leave your home safely. In 2023, there were 341 emergency department visits and 35 deaths due to unintentional carbon monoxide poisoning, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Carbon monoxide alarms should be installed in a central location outside each separate sleeping area and on every level of your home. Batteries in these alarms should be replaced at least once a year. The carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced around around every 5 to 7 years based on the manufacturer's instructions. Smoke alarms are also a critical early warning tool that can help alert you to a fire in your home. According to the National Fire Protection Association, 3 out of every 5 home fire deaths occurred when smoke detectors were either not present or were not working properly. Smoke alarms should be tested monthly, and the battery should be replaced at least once a year. The device itself should be replaced every 10 years. If you have an emergency kit at home, this weekend is also a great time to check for expired products or items that may have been borrowed for other purposes and need to be replaced. Pay attention to the expiration dates on batteries, first aid supplies, and food. The Lone Rock 130-133 Bridge Project has announced a river navigation update. Beginning today, the North Channel will be closed to river navigation for bridge demolition operations, which remain closed through late November. The South Channel is now open, though the water is shallow through the channel opening along the South Riverbank. Please take caution. Motorized boats are not recommended. And tomorrow, the Brewer Public Library will celebrate 55 years with an anniversary open house from 10 until 2, sponsored by Friends of the Library and Foundation. A free will donation chili lunch will be held from 11 until 1 or until gone. There will also be live music with Monty Berger. The book sale room will be open, offering a buy a bag, fill a bag special. Also, pick up your free copy of Borgia Rose, which is the book selected for the next community read.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout Southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 50 and lots of sunshine. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and frosty, a low of 31. Saturday, 57 and slightly warmer. And Sunday, cloudy and breezy with periods of rain, a high of 56. Yesterday, 60 for a high. We did pick up just over a tenth of rain. And we also received lots of heavy winds, lots of gusts that were in that 35-mile-an-hour range yesterday, causing problems, including to some of our equipment as well yesterday. Right now, we have a light northeasterly wind. It does get up to 2 miles per hour this morning, and the barometer is at 30.23. It is up slightly, and the skies have remained clear overnight. It was a great night for stargazing, and right now, we're at 30 degrees.
Attention Boscobel and Center Pharmacy patients. The 2025 Medicare D renewal period is now underway. Need help with your Medicare D drug plan? They're here to answer all your questions and guide you through the process. Let them help you find the best plan that works for you, saving you time and hassle. Because with Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, you're not just a customer, you're family. Call today to schedule your Medicare D review.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's, downtown Viroqua, and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll check out some local and area high school sport notes. Also, the Bucks continue to struggle in the beginning of the season. Those stories and more in just a moment. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
In sports last night, the season came to an end for the Ithaca High School volleyball team after Royal won 25-21, 28-26, and 25-15 in the WIAA sectional semifinal. The Panthers will move on to play Saturday night at Almond Bancroft High School in the sectional final for the right to go to state. Their opponent will be Columbus Catholic, which defeated Gilman. Final score of 3-1 last night. Six seniors played their final matches for the Ithaca volleyball team. They are Holly King, Ariana Lewis, Kaylee Newkirk, Alyssa Muller, Bailey Wanless, and Tristan Peterson. This group of athletes helped lead the Bulldogs to a first-ever volleyball conference title for the school and recently a first-ever WIAA regional trophy. The team ends its season at 16-5. Elsewhere last night, Barneveld, a winner against Belmont, 3-1. In Division 4, Mineral Point 3-2 over Hillsboro. In Division 3, Aquinas edged Cuba City 3-2. Laconia was a winner, 3-0 over Nakusa. The sectional final will be played Saturday night at Richland Center High School. Elsewhere in sports, in soccer action, it was sectional semifinals that saw Aquinas defeat Columbus Catholic 2-0 and Northland Pines over Cumberland 5-1. WIAA Level 2 football playoffs tonight. The Ithaca Bulldogs will travel to Johnson Creek. The Bulldogs played there last season. I asked co-head coach David Klang if Johnson Creek's seems similar to last year.
They're very similar to last year. I would say that they maybe don't pass quite as much, but they're still very much a passing threat. Their quarterback is very shifty and quick, and they have a really good running fullback. So they bring a lot of nice pieces together, and very similar to kind of last year's Johnson Creek team, but with kind of a little bit different flashes in there with their quarterback and their run game.
That game tonight can be heard on WRCO Radio. Elsewhere, River Ridge plays at Bangor, Potosi, Cassville, at Cochran, Fountain City. Division 6, Cuba City plays at Lancaster. Division 5, Brookfield Academy is at Prairie du Chien. Division 4, Lodi travels to Aquinas. Division 3 games include Reedsburg at Catholic Memorial. And in 8-player football, North Crawford shows down again with Highland. An ugly first half Thursday night saw the Bucks fall so far behind they could never make the game close. They dropped a road game in Memphis, 122-99. That's 4 losses in a row for Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo was the only player showing much, scoring 37 points and grabbing 11 rebounds. Starting guards Torian Prince, Gary Trent Jr., and Damian Lillard missed 18 of 19 three-point attempts. Grizzlies guard Jay Morant had a triple-double with 26 points, 14 assists, 10 rebounds. The Bucks return home to host the Cavaliers on Saturday. Two strong defensive teams meet at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City Saturday evening. Kickoff is set for 6:30. The Badgers have been more explosive on offense this year while rolling up to a 5-3 record. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo's squad has produced 12 plays of 30 yards or more. Only top-rated Oregon has more. On defense, opponents are staying away from the cornerback Ricardo Hallman. The receivers he has been covering have been targeted just 17 times in 8 games, the fewest of any college cornerback. Thursday Night Football last night saw the Jets beat Houston 21-13. And Packers safety Xavier McKinney has been named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month. McKinney has picked off 6 passes in 8 games this season and produced 2 interceptions, a fumble recovery, and a sack in 4 October games. The Packers showdown with the Lions on Sunday. And I'm Phil Nee with sports.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts. The Homesteader Store.
100.9 WRCO.
Sammy Kershaw on WRCO. She don't know she's beautiful, so perhaps you'd better tell her today, right? Hey, good to have you along here this morning on WRCO, WRCE Radio. It looks like our 100.9 signal is back on, so contrary to popular belief, I did not oversleep this morning. No, I heard my alarm, and I was here on time. Blame it on some errors, and then also, of course, the strong wind yesterday. What a mess. That wind was, that was really bad. And a lot of time, they were saying on the wind gauge here at WRCO, it was just stuck, like at 35 miles an hour, just stuck and not going up, not going down. It just was a constant wind for several minutes. And then even last night, it was a constant wind of about 15, 20 miles an hour, and would just stay right there. So, yeah, and what a contrast of weather, too. When I arrived at the studio yesterday, it was 60 degrees, and one of the first people I saw in the morning said, "Oh, what are you wearing a sweater for? I'm hot." And I said, "Just wait. Just wait." Yeah, I was glad I had a sweater when I went home yesterday, because that wind kicked in, and it was just a slap in the old face, wasn't it? Well, it is November now, I guess, by the way. Here's Lainey Wilson.
In the middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry about the moon, no matter what sky I'm laying under. In the eye of a hurricane, when I got one foot in the grave, I'll dig my boots into the dirt.
On WRCO Radio, Wildflowers and Wild Horses. 7 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote.
but a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel. And now Open and Westby invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel. And now Open and Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwin makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
It is time for a WRCO 75th anniversary flashback. 1957. Native son Frank Lloyd Wright joined WRCO on the air.
Domestically, Mr. Wright, have you any buildings in progress here in the United States?
We have more now than I've had all my lifetime put together before. We have a very heavy schedule, which we're endeavoring to meet. And it includes all kinds of buildings, almost all buildings you could think of, I guess.
Did you start your fellowship in 32, wasn't it?
1932. Mrs. Wright and I decided, because we had no work much to do, that we would make architects as well as architecture. And the experiment turned out very successfully. And they come to us from all over the world.
This WRCO History Flashback is sponsored by longtime sponsors Joan Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
Right and wrong. That same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you, though I prayed that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. still I wake with that same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you, though I prayed that you'd be true. Oh Lord, in your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
Right or wrong, there's King George, George Strait on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCE FM 107.7, and AM 1450 in Richland Center.